Literature Choice 1. Exercises 2 and 3.
Today we're going to look at a poem by Langston Hughes, an Afro-American poet from the first half of the 20th century. But before we do that, let's have a look at the situation of Afro-Americans and the civil rights movement during Hughes's lifetime. Despite the ending of slavery in 1865, in the early 20th century, black Americans in the southern states were second-class citizens, with poor jobs and virtually no political or legal rights. The notorious Jim Crow laws enforced segregation in the south between blacks and whites in schools, public transport, and all public places like restaurants and parks. Jim Crow, by the way, was an unpleasant name that whites used for Afro-Americans. Most southern blacks were poor agricultural workers, and most of them couldn't vote because they couldn't register. They had no legal protection either, and thousands of black men were killed by gangs of whites for often imaginary crimes. White extremist groups like the Ku Klux Klan terrorized black communities. However, things began to change after World War II, when black GIs, American soldiers, came home. They had fought for freedom and wanted their own freedom too. One soldier said, "I spent 4 years in the army to free the French and the Dutch, and I'm not going to let the Alabama version of the Germans push me around." In the 1950s, there were campaigns against segregation, starting with the famous 1955 Montgomery bus boycott led by Martin Luther King, a young Protestant minister. The campaign spread throughout the South with sit-ins, marches, and freedom rides, young white and black activists who drove down from the North to test the segregation laws. For example, black and white young people openly sat together on buses and in public places like restaurants. In 1963, there was a march on Washington with around 300,000 people. The words of Martin Luther King in his "I Have a Dream" speech are unforgettable. "I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the colour of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today." The march and Luther King's speech had a big effect on American politicians. In 1964, the Civil Rights Act ended segregation and gave blacks equal rights. In 1965, the Voting Rights Act made sure that all Afro-Americans in the South could vote. Martin Luther King was assassinated in 1968, which caused major race riots in the big US cities. But things had changed, and Afro-Americans had a new confidence in themselves. At the 1968 Summer Olympics, a group of black athletes gave the Black Power salute. The same year, the soul singer James Brown reflected how many Afro-Americans felt when he sang, "Sing it loud, I'm black and I'm proud."